And welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tocchini. Our very special guest today is TV star Roma Downey. Roma is returning to our program, and as you may recall, she is born and raised in Ireland and has that beautiful accent. She's known best for her role on Touched by an Angel, playing the angel Monica. And she is now an accomplished executive producer and also an author, mother of three, and wife to Mark Burnett, of fame from many TV shows, including Survivor. And now she's involved with The Sweetest Story Bible. Let's welcome Roma. Roma, how are you doing?
Great, thank you. How are you doing?
You've been on a show before to talk about your many projects, but today you're on to talk to us about The Sweetest Story. Tell us more.
I came out, as you know, this year with Little Angels, which is my animated series that also has books and teaches the preschool children. And now I'm here with The Sweetest Storybook Bible, which is just a charming, beautiful, and fun way to introduce your daughters to all the little girls in your life to the Bible stories. And my big project, Rick, that I've been working on is the Bible miniseries, which will come out in the spring on the History Channel. And it's just epic. Can't wait to get back on the air later in the year and discuss that with you in detail. It's just going to rock the world, I hope.
We certainly can. And the size of your project seem to be getting bigger and bigger, but they remain focused on the most important topic.
Yes, well, you know, I feel at this time in my career especially, I've been so fortunate, and I don't have to work. I never thought of the working class girl raised a very humble background and had such good fortune coming to America and, you know, and worked hard and have done well. And I don't have to work. So choosing to work is about, for me, about using my talents and my celebrity and the things that God has given me to turn around and shine the light and reflect how amazing God is and how wonderful God is. And he's touched my life, and he touches everyone's lives, and ways to really to honor him. And my decade on Touched by an Angel allowed me to do that as a person of faith. It was such a privilege for me to be able to be the messenger and the message every week. As you know, the show took a very simple premise that there is a God and that God had a purpose for you. They loved you and wanted to be part of your life. And as the angel Monica, every week I got to deliver that message to tell that at the height of the show, there were 20 million people watched each week, which is amazing, really. And Touched by an Angel is back on the air again on GMC. And it's just great to have it back, bringing the same message because it's timeless, right, to a whole new generation of people out there, and the mail is coming in, that it's just a TV show, yes, but that it had an ability to touch lives and to heal lives and to remind people that they're not alone and that they're loved and that they're supported. And, you know, times are tough, and it's good for people just to be reminded that God is there with them and for them.
Absolutely. If I may compliment you, it seems that your work is more about changing lives for the better and less about achieving celebrity status, just like Diane's Sweetest Story Bible. You seem to choose the right place to make the biggest impression. How did you end up connecting with Diane?
Well, you know, I was sent to Diane's book, and I found it enchanting. I think it is so charming. In fact, my teenage daughter saw it when it came in and was sitting on my desk, and she just reached for it. She suddenly, you know, transformed a decade younger. I saw her once again. She just picked it up because it's pink and it's appealing and it's cute, you know. It's super, super cute. And she's like, "Oh, Mom, what's this?" And she started flicking through the pages and the smile on her face. And I said, "Oh, they asked me if I would lend my voice to this." And my daughter said, "You must do this. You've got to do this. Why? How couldn't you? Why wouldn't you?" And, you know, I think that I can go down into the supermarket and nobody, you know, knows or cares that it's me there. Nobody really recognizes me until I speak. And then I'd say something in the store and people would turn and go, oh, is that you? I recognize your voice. And so, you know, I thought maybe it would be lovely to lend my voice to this, to just to bring this alive off of the page. There's sometimes a hint of an accent, right? It's just a little bit of lyricism. And then a whole lot of love, you know, because I think one of the reasons Touched by an Angel was so successful was that we, the actors, were actors of faith. You know, we believe what we were saying. I think there's a difference. I think there's something in the authenticity of you know, being able to put your heart and soul behind what you're saying. And anyway, I just love this. I thought that Tyndale and Diane did just such a beautiful job in this that I was proud to get in there into the studio and to read these stories. And as I was reading them, I was just trying to put as much love into my voice as I could, that it would be received by the children, that their hearts would open, that they would be empowered and strengthened, that our girl children would have role models, that they would look to these characters, these great biblical women, and see the choices they made and the strength that they showed and the faith that they revealed through their choices, and that our girl children will learn that. You know, how do they learn, our kids, except through modeling? And to have a book that's dedicated especially to seeing through a girl's eyes, to feeling through a girl's heart, because, you know, as much as we're all the same, we are different. You know, boys learn differently from girls too. Mm-hmm. Boys are attracted to different things than girls are, and as is evidenced, I think, by my own little girl picking up this book and hugging it. So that was the sign for me. I was happy to step in and do this. And I think it's a beautiful, beautiful book. And I think it'll be a lovely addition that your daughters and that young women in your life can listen to and read along with and be touched and inspired.
You are right. And we must consider that many children are without both parents. How can this book, The Sweetest Story, provide a unique level of comfort and illumination?
Well, because our great truth is that we have, you know, in our Heavenly Father, that just the reminder that He's always there for us, always loving us, that our connection to Him is so strong and is so real. And that no matter how alone we might ever feel or anything we may have ever done, that the Lord always loves us. And that love sings through this little book. And there's ways to anchor the teachings at the end of each chapter. And I think that it's just going to be a great resource for moms and daughters. And, you know, it's the stories have been, you know, thoughtfully selected by Diane and her team. And it's, you know, it's just a really, and, you know, not to, you know, but the packaging, I think, you know, listen, you go into a store with your kids and there's a million choices there, you know, things that you could reach out for. And, you know, you want something that is appealing to your child. So your child is going to want to spend time with it, you know. And everything about this is appealing. And that was one of the things that attracted me to it.
And what are your favorite parts of the book?
Well, you know, I have to let you know that for the docudrama that I've made, the Bible series that will be coming out in the spring, I actually stepped into the role of Mother Mary myself. And
oh,
someone who's loved Jesus my whole life. It was such a privilege and an honor to step into playing His Blessed Mother. And so I have a great fondness in my heart for Mary. And so, you know, of course, we have the story of Mary in these sweetest stories. And I would have to say that would have to be my all-time favorite. But I'm also, have always loved the message of Esther and for such a time as this. And I felt that echo through my whole life at times. And there, you know, I felt that all the roads in my life and my career, my journey and all the choices that I've made, I feel in some ways with this Bible project that will be out in the spring, that it has all brought, was all brought for such a time as this, that we could be called to do this, you know. So it's like, I think if you have ears to hear and heart to hear, that we're all called to, you know, to step up and to step in, to in the small ways, from just how we are in our loving of each other, into the big ways that we can bring our own particular talents. I mean, we're all different, right? Not everybody can do everything. I don't know how to make music, you know. I'm not great at doing math, you know. It's, I've never been much at science, that kind of thing. But I have learned over the course of my life what my gifts are, what the gifts that God has given me, and what I'm able to do, how I'm able to communicate the love of story, and the love of the Lord, and to combine them both into the choices that I'm making. It's just, it's a privilege for me to be able to do that, and it's a choice, an act of choice for me to do that at this time in my career.
It seems to me that you continue to grow in this avenue of grace.
Well, Rick, I think that's true. You know, I think that, you know, early days in my faith, and you think, oh, I'm, you know, I'm there now. You know, I'm there, and yet there's no there, is there really? I mean, because it's just all a deepening. You know, with each. You know, it's all like it. My faith grows deeper, my understanding grows deeper. I go through something and I really learn it. You know, it's a scripture you've been taught, and you understand the idea of it, and then you have a life experience, and you really understand. You go back to scripture and think, I really get that now. You know, that I really see how that played out in my own life. I'm a parent now. I'm raising teenage children, and all the, you know, the challenges that can bring, and the patience that's teaching me. And, you know, everything's a lesson, isn't it? But it's just, I think it's just the constant deepening and the acceptance of that, of loving that, you know, that it's, I learned so much from playing Monica, for example. I think to play her, you know, because she was just so wonderful, wasn't she? She was so kind and compassionate, and at times in my own life, I've thought, what would Monica do here, you know? And she's sort of been a teacher for me to reach into myself for the best parts of myself, for the highest parts of myself. And I don't always get it right, you know. I lose my temper and I go off and I make mistakes like the next guy. But, you know, it's like learning to not lie down in the misery of that. You got to step up. You got to, you know, you own it. You be accountable. You say you're sorry. Figure it out, and you move on. You try and do better next time. You know, and the opportunity to start again is always right there. That we are loved, and that, you know, to just keep trying to be the best you can be. With God's grace, you will be.
Beautifully said. I hope that you let your own teenagers listen to this show. What great advice to them. And I'm tickled that your daughter has picked up the sweetest story already. Roma, I think that when we're in church and the minister says it's time for the children's sermon, most adults pay closer attention, maybe because they deeply understand such a simple story at the child's level.
That's a beautiful reflection. Thank you. Listen, I think we always need to be ready to see everything with new eyes. No, it's like the possibility, and that's what hope is. It's like, are you willing to just open your heart and see it all again for the first time, as if for the first time? And, you know, to start each day with that attitude to look out and just, you know, so I have friends that say, oh, imagine looking, or if it were your last time. I think I want to look at it like it's the first time, you know. Every time
that.
Is the first time. And it's just, it brings the hope of it. And, you know, for these little girls with these little Bibles, the idea that there's, you know, that there's some sort of ownership of this book, that they have their very own book, their very own Bible, you know, it's a sort of, you know, symbol or metaphor for their very own relationship with God. Very special.
And that is
just such an age to begin this. with our daughters, you know, because the things that they are taught now are the things that will they will carry into their adult lives. The little choices that they're making today will be the big choices they're making tomorrow. And it's our job to teach them well. And it's just great that resources like this beautiful little Bible are available. And I encourage any parents out there, anybody who has a young girl in their life, to pick this up. It really will be a great addition to your life.
Roma, thank you so much for being on our Success Made to Last show. Please come back and talk to us about your next initiative.
Thank you so much. And you can find me at Real Roma Downey. That's my Twitter. I've been tweeting. I finally have stopped saying I'm twitting. My daughter was mortified that I didn't know the right word. So I tweet at Real Roma Downey. And I will be keeping updates there on all the projects coming out, but particularly the big project that I think is going to just leave a huge imprint and touch people's lives. I believe that there are people who maybe have never read a Bible and who maybe never get an opportunity to step in a church, but they will turn the TV on. And with this big series coming, that it's my hope that it will turn people back to the good book, and that it will maybe sweep people back into churches, and that it will, you know, awaken. I think it will speak to the faithful, absolutely, but I think there's an opportunity for it to speak to people who, for whatever reason, feel disconnected from God, and that is my hope, that the Bible series will do that. So please keep us in your prayers.
And we will indeed. And again, thank you for your significant work, moving way beyond any level of success.
Thank you, Rick. And Rick, I love your accent. I could listen to you all day.
Depending on who is listening, it's either a gift or a curse.
Oh, no, it's absolutely fantastic. So don't. You all have a great day.
Thanks again to Roma Downey. She is one of our favorites here on Success Made to Last. Until our next show, please join us again. So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasine@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program.